Learning with Sechlis Gittin, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. We are starting from the new Mishnah on top of Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. Yisoyimim Shem Somchu Eitzel Balabayis. Oishamina Lehem Aviyem Apotropis. Chayiv La'asa Perisayim. We're talking about here Yisoyimim, the father died, if no one take care of their estate, take care of all their selling things and buying things and Meiser, all the needs. So there's two ways. There's Apotropis, that's a simple way. Someone, the father appointed Apotropis, or Bezdin appointed Apotropis. But there's another way you can get an apotropis. If they rely on someone, on a certain balabayas, so he gets a din of apotropis. To be saying I'm relying on someone, so then, even though he wasn't an appointed apotropis, he's like apotropis. So you're saying it's some quotes of balabayas, you're saying we're relying on a certain balabayas, or should mean the lamb apotropis, or the father appointed apotropis. Chayiv la'as the peris same. The apotropis's job, one of his jobs are, he has to make sure that the peris they're eating is gemaisit, so it's not tevel. They take off the 10% for maisa rishon, 10% for maisa sheni, other years 10% for maisa ani. That's and truma. That's the job of the apotropis. Apotropis sheminu avi yisayim mishava. Apotropis that the father of the yisayim appointed this person as the trustee over the estate. So Yeshava, he has to make a shvua when the Yisraelim get older and they drop the apotropis, they drop the trustee, they take charge, they can make him swear that he didn't take anything from them. Minu Bezdin lo Yeshava. But if a Bezdin appointed the apotropis, he's not have to swear. And we'll see in the Gemara why. What's the reason? Abishalom Achilah V'dvarim. Abishalom says, no, it's the opposite. That by Abishalom's Minu Avi Yisayimim, he doesn't make a Shua. But Minu Bezdin, then you make a Shua. And we'll see in the Gemara the reason for Abishalom, Tanakama, and who he passing like. But first, the Gemara is going to concentrate on the first line of the Mishnah, which says that Apotropis is Chayiv La'asa Perisayim. Pray to Marakasha, Rina, Azir Kasha. It says in a Braisa, from a Pasuk by Truma, it says in the Pasuk by Truma, Kain Terimu Gam Atem Trumas Hashem Mekol Masrei Seichem. It's actually talking about Trumas Meiser of a Levi, but it says Lashon Atem over there, and we darshan Atem, you could take off Truma V'loy Shutvim, and not Shutvim, which means a Shutv cannot take off Truma for the chelik of his friend without asking him. He has no permission to do that. Atem Lo Arisim. The Arisim, which is the sharecropper who's working on the field that belongs to the Balabayas, the Oris cannot take off Chuma for the Balabayas. Atem Lai Apotropin. The Apotropis, the trustee over the Yisayim's fields and properties, he cannot take off a Meiser without the permission of the Yisayim. And this all comes from this general drasha. Atem Lai Atermis Shenish Loi. The only one who can take Chuma is the Balabayas himself and not someone else, not Torah Mishra Enish Loi, someone's Torah Mishra, something that's not his. So, like upon him, you see clear from his Braisa, one of the people who cannot do Meiser is Apotropin, because it's not his. Amar Rav Chista, our Mishra says Apotropin could take off Meiser, and this here in the Braisa is not. What's the Chilik? Like Kasha, Kan Lahachel, Kan Laniach. It's a difference. If it's Lahachel, you still want to eat right now, so then you have to take off Meiser, because you don't want to give them Tevel. Masha Enkin, if you're putting the Tua in the Oitzer, you're putting the Tua away, For storing it there, you wait till the Yisraelim get older and they'll take off Maisa. Now, the Shaila is, what is the Gemara's Teretz exactly? The Gemara, the Kasha, that they're not allowed to do it, and it's a Stira. Now, you're saying, you're allowed to do it by Lehaniach, you're not allowed to, but Lahachel, if they have to eat right now, they could do it. The question is, Lemaisa, they're still Apotropsim, and still Enish Loi, so how do they take off Maisa? So, Toysis Daf Mem Oma Beis actually asks this Kasha, Daf Mem Oma Beis, more than 10 blad ago. So, Toysis says, one third of the way down, the Toysis says, they can take off Chuma and take off Maisev. Afagav Drashinon, Atem Loy Apotropsim, Zok Toysvis, Ela Hefker Bezdin Hefker, Vefkiru Bezdin Atvua Shal Tinuk. Bezdin was Mafkir, the Tinuk, the Tvua of the Tinuk, Unasnuel Apotropsim, Shiyucha Litroim, Venish Eichel Tvalim. They made a Tekana, a Hefker Bezdin Hefker, in order that he's be able to eat Chuma, he's be able to eat Chuma. Able to eat the tour, where not tavel. They made this takana that they should be able to eat the tavel. So, but that's the pshat why lahachil is mutter to do. Va'oma, so now like where it says va'atanya, I'm going to bring you a raya to this. Va'atanya is b'nechusa. I'm going to bring you a raya to this halacha of Rav Chista that by lahachil they could take off ma'aser, not by lehaniach. Va'atanya. Avachopim tarmim ma'asim lahachil lehaniach. Well, first in the braisa, it says avachopsim could take off chuma and ma'aseris. Lahachil, in order to feed the Yisayimim, not to give them tevel, but lo laniach, we're not to store it. Umoichim, now the rest of the Braisa, and we go for another 10 lines, explaining the different, or telling us the different halachas of Apotropsim. Umoichrim lehen behema avodim v'shvachos botim sodos v'krom lahachel avlo laniach. They are allowed to sell from the estate of the Yisraimim their behemoths, the animals, their avodim shvachos, their servants, their botim, their houses, the sodos, the fields, v'kromim, the vineyards, lahachel avlo laniach. To be Michael them. If they have no food, he could sell off their estate. They need food. But not to put away the money. Why not? Because when you put away the money, there's other, even a great deal. Someone's offering you for this house $2 million. Still, you should not sell it. Why? It's a great deal. He paid the 50 and he's selling for $2 million. So what's up, Shat? Zok Rashi, the reason is because Shem Yignoivu, it's going to get stolen. Inami Mushum Shvach Beis Aviyem Noivu Kavidu Lehem. One reason is because now you have money, gets stolen. A house doesn't get stolen, but money gets stolen. And number two is because sometimes the family wants their family things. They're in the family for a while. They have the house, shvach v'sviya. They want the things that are in the house, that are in the family. You don't want to sell it. There's a certain sentimental value to that, and therefore there is no selling that lehaniach. So only v'lahach, when you fool, you're allowed to sell it. Umoichin lehem peiros yenos shmonim. You let us sell for them their peiros, their wines, their oils, with slosses, their flour. Lahachal lehaniach. Also lahachal, but not lehaniach. Here it's a little bit shver. What's the reason why it's lahachal v'lo lehaniach? Because here lechayra, even when you have it, it could get stolen. So you have, and also there's no, it doesn't pass the shvach beis aviyah on peiros. So it's taka shver, this line of Gemara, and there are some Rishonim who actually take out this whole line. But this line also says you can sell these things only lahach of lelahaniach. And then we're asking that, lahaniach, why not? The Rashi said the reason why lahaniach is because it gets stolen, but here, it's anyway can get stolen, payers anyway get stolen. And no shvach mezvi on that. So you have to know why you can't sell lahaniach, you get a good deal. Goes right to the Brisa and says, the apotropim have to take care of the ruchnias of the Yisraim also. Va'asa lahem lulav va'arava v'sukkah v'titzis. You make for them a lulav, arava. Arava does not mean that arava is a lulav, because lulav includes everything. Arava means hashanas, v'sukkah v'titzis. V'chol davish is a kitzvah. And everything that has a kitzvah, l'asuya shayfer, you have to bottom a shayfer also. V'leichem lahem sefer Torah, tefillin mezuzas. They have to learn sefer Torah, tefillin mezuzas. V'chol davish is a kitzvah, l'asuya megillah. To Marv Megillah. Now the question is, why didn't the Brisa say Mefurish, Megillah and Shofar? Why did I say Mecholosh the Kitzvah? So the answer, the first answer is that the other things are you must have. Mashaikin a Shofar, you don't have to have a Shofar. You go to Shul and listen to the Shofar. You don't have to have your own Shofar. Megillah also. You go listen to the Megillah, you don't have to have your own Megillah. But the other things, you have to have your own. I didn't ask for Sefer Torah. In those days, you learned from a Sefer Torah. Every person has to have a Sefer Torah, has to have a safe Sfarim in his house. You go to someone's house without Sfarim, that's a tiny. You have to have Sfarim in your house because you have to learn your house also as well. You don't give out tzedakah from their estate. And the reason is, Rashi explains, is that you don't know how many aniyim are going to come. If you start giving out tzedakah to aniyim, or you start participating in the different fundraising drives, then you might use up their money. Their money is limited because they're not making any money in the next 10 years. It's really stagnant, so therefore, you can't give their money for tzedakah, even though it's a mitzvah. You can't use their money for pidyon shvuyim. But loy kol davar she'ein l'kitzvah. Nothing and anything that has no kitzvah, you can't do. La'asuya tachumei aveilim. What's tachumei aveilim? The Yavetz explains, the minhag was that the people got together and bought food for the aveilim, for the Sruah Savra, so they all chipped in. He should not chip in for that, again, because ein l'kitzvah, you don't know how many people are going to die, how much food they need, and therefore, they don't chip in to the tachumei aveilim. The apotropim cannot go to Bezdin for good or for bad in the estate of the assignment. If they come for the schus to gain something for the assignment, why not? So Moshe says, you're right. If they go for gain, good. That if it lands up happening, that turns into a chayiv, they have no right to have any chayiv for do anything bad for the assignment in Bezdin. For example, if they live in Lakewood and they have a building in Manhattan and they get the same exact building now, same exact profit margins, it's somewhere near Lakewood. So I say, you know what? Why do you have to travel the hour? Let's get it close by. Everyone agrees that's a great deal. You still can't do it. You still can't do it. Hey, we'll see in a second why. To sell for the faraway place and buy a closer place. Or if it's something that's not in good shape and you buy a better one, you still can't do that either. Why not? My timer. The Dilma Mishdatvim. Because maybe there'll be a flood in the place you buy and Lamaisa, you bought it. And the var is not really a chash of Dilma Shatvim, but the point is that when they have something, there's certain mazel, you're going to start changing it, even though it looks like a good deal, but Lamaisa, something might happen, and that's going to be on you. So therefore, never sell any property you have. Don't sell until they come down, like the Sar himself to sell it. The Apachav had no right to sell that property. You can't sell property to buy avodim, to buy slaves. But you could sell the slaves and buy property, because real estate is always the best thing. And avodim could die, and they could get sick, so they're not going to be able to work. So therefore, a field or a property is definitely a better investment.
No, we didn't sell.
You can't sell. Before we're talking about there to sell a property for money. For money, you can't sell property because the money got stolen. Here we're selling avodim for sodas, but you can't sell sodas for avodim because it's just as bad as money, because they get stolen or they'll die. What?
I'm talking about selling fields for money.
Right. Now, here we're not talking about selling fields for money. Here we're not talking about that.
Same thing.
We're not talking about selling for money here. Rishon Gamil Leimer, here's talking about selling, not money. Rishon Gamil Leimer, Afloy Limkar, Avodim Likach Sodas. He says, you even can't sell slaves to buy sodas. Even if you said that real estate is the best schayra, and you cannot sell slaves to buy sodas. My time will dim on the Shafi, and maybe there'll be Ma'urim on it. Loyim Meshukhatas, that's like Shema Yachal of Ur. Zotik Maravite, if Ain Apatropim Rishoyim Lahoitzi, Avodim Lacheris. The apotropim have no right, they have no power actually, to send out avodim l'cheiris. They can't write a get shichur because they are not the balabatim. But, let's say they need money. So we said before, the Gemara said before, that they need money, you're allowed to sell avodim. So what do you do? How do you sell avodim? You can't give them a get shichur because you're not a balabatim. What do? You sell the eved to someone else. You sell the eved. Now, when it says apotropim l'cheiris avodim l'cheiris, means even if they would get money from somewhere, and they'll say, I'm gonna pay to myself. You need money? I'm gonna pay to myself. You cannot send the eved into shichur, even if you're getting money for it, because you have no power of that. So what do? You do have a power to sell. That's the power of apotropis. So you can sell this eved to those achayim who are ready to put up the money. You sell it to achayim. Achayim, it's you know, and achayim will make them go to achayim. Rebbe Aymer, I don't have to do that. Af hu noisin meyatz v'yaitze. He goes to give his own money. Aymani, af hu noisin meyatz v'yaitze v'shukamayuch eloi. It's like he sold him to himself. So, like we had a certain machlokes before, that is that called a sale or not? But they could do that. He could pay himself through money. We consider that a mechira, and the apotropos could do that. But tzarech lechashiv imoyim ba'achrayna. Rashi learns what it means is that because when they get older, yichashiv imoyim, make a cheshbin, make a counting with him, v'yishav asamishav v'yadaklum, and then swear there's nothing left. Rav Shimon Gamliel, man, you don't have to do this. You don't have to swear. You don't have to do the counting. Frank the Rosh, this machlekes sounds eerily familiar. It's like our Mishnah's machlekes, if you have to make a shvuah or not. So therefore the Rosh says, it's not what they're talking about. We're not talking about shvuah here. We're talking about, do you have to make accounting at all? So the Rosh says, that's the machlekes. One man the other says, you have to make accounting always. He says like this. But in here, look, me put to the Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, put to the Abishav Rabbanon. Says, Ela b'chezve l'chudehu the pligi. It's talking about accounting itself. The Rebbe Sav, I'm reading you from the Rosh and Simon Hay. The Rebbe Sav, I kivun shetzorach lases chezvin ba'achroino. Yalsim liboy ledaktik ben yonam afilo ein loy l'shava. If you know that you're going to have to make a clear accounting afterwards, you'd be more careful with the money. And that's because you have to make this accounting. Ein oisin apachopim noshim v'avodim v'ktanim. You don't make apachopis noshim avodim v'ktanim. That means ladies can't be apachopis because they don't know how to do business. Therefore, you don't appoint noshim there, because it ain't dark and lost over the track. They don't work hard. They're not so big into business. If you don't make them apachopim, avodim, it says they're not nemanim. They're not believed. They're not trusted. V'katanim is because they're not bendas. So those people cannot be apachopis. But if the father appointed them, he has to just do whatever he wants. So he can appoint them. But be'etzem, we don't appoint those people that level as apachopis. There was certain apotropis that was selling property and buying slaves. Was that allowed? No, it's not allowed. You can't buy slaves with selling property. Shafkir Rameir made him let him. He had a dream, and in the dream, it came to him min hashamayim and said, "Onu laharois va'ata livnois." You're trying to, we're trying to make him lose the money. You know, if it's by sheret, it's by sheret for him to lose the money, and you are stopping it. He still woke up. He still stopped the sale. He didn't let. I don't get involved in chalaimus. I'm doing what's right here in this world. Maybe it's pasher. They should lose the money, but I'm not letting it happen this way. And I'm making macha. Hanab Trey, the igrubu satan. The satan was got these two people that the satan always got involved and made them fight. The chol bei shimshi. Every Beis Shimshi, which Rashi says Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos, have come in to fight like cats and dogs. Ikla Ramea Lahasam, Ramea went down there, Ikvenu Tlosa Beis Shimshi. For three Erev Shabbosim, he was there, he stopped them from fighting, he made shalom between them. Ad Avli Shalom until they made shalom, until they made peace. Shamei, he heard the Ka'amar, the Sultan was leaving, he said, Vai the Afghan Ramea who governed Beis. He said, Oy Vai, Ramea threw me out of the house. Because the Sultan, it actually is the Derech, is the Sultan Erev Shabbos comes involved. Taka, even to the husband and wife, Kimavoyer, in Hilta Shabbos, the Mishavuro. There's such a thing as people who, the Erev Shabbos is a tense time, and the Nice Aramea saved the day. Who apotropos to have a shiz of Rav Shimon Levi? There's apotropos in the neighborhood of Shimon Levi to have a komaz and arrow of Zovan Turi. He was selling property and buying cows, Turi or oxen. Le'oma Levi Le'midi. And he didn't tell him anything. Why didn't he tell him something? It was just said, you can't sell property to buy slaves, so you can't buy either shar either. So the Gemara, I never called my wife Ishta, or I called my axe axe. Ishti Beisi. My wife is my house. Without my wife, I don't have a house. Every all Tzorche Beisi, your daughter, day your wife. So your wife is your house. And the Shari called Sadeh because without a Shar was like the tractor those days. If you had a field that you had to do agriculture on it, without a tractor, it's a waste of time. You can't do anything. You know, even the Amish have some kind of tractor. You can't do without that. So therefore, you need some kind of tractor. So in those days, they had a Shar, which was like a tractor, and without a Shar was no Sadeh. Therefore, the Shari had other Sadehs. But they didn't have a shar. So if they don't sell one of the sellers to buy a shar, they have nothing. Masha'ink and Avadim, you always could hire workers. You don't have to buy a slave. You can hire workers, and therefore, that is not allowed. You can't sell a field to buy a slave because a slave is dispensable. You can rent people. You can hire people. Masha'ink and a shar is not something you can hire. You have to have a shar, and therefore, you'll have to do this. Hanu yasmei dava smichi gabi husafta havu tarasa. There were certainly assignments that they relied on a certain safta to do their business, to do the apachavas. So if we had a mystery, you could rely on someone. If they rely on someone, they can make them into, you know, this is a lady. We said a lady can mean apachavas, can appoint them apachavas. But if they organically become apachavas, then she could be apachavas. So Havalu Turasa, the assignment had an axe. Shokla Vazaminte na Lehayu. They went ahead, because Ktela Hachel, she went ahead and sold this. And sold this shar for them. They need money, sold the shar for them. Also, Kravim Lekame. So the Kravim came to Kameh to Rav Nachman to complain that, you know, the Safta sold their axe. Or Mule, Maya Vidita. Like, Maya Vidita is the Zavna. So the Kravim went to Rav Nachman and said, who gave her right to sell? She has a right. They were Samek on her, and therefore she's like Avachopis. So they asked him back for her yaker. It went up in price, so she did a terrible deal. She sold it for $1,000, and right now it went up to $1,500. So he answered, but the lekech made a mashiach already. But the lekech ayaker. In the shush lekech, it went up in price. But they asked him, v'hal nekite domi. But lemaisa didn't pay for it yet. Okay, now usually mashiach works even without paying for it. It's in the lekech l'shus. But they said, but they didn't pay for it. Amalhu, imkain, you're right. Then, especially by Yisaimim, imkain, hayu Rav Chanili by Idi, Amal Shmuel. Amal Rav Chanili by Idi, Amal Shmuel. Nichze Yisaimim, harei hein kehektish, v'loi makni ela bekaspa. The Rav Chanili is in a chiddush. Then nichze Yisaimim like hektish. Hektish, the luck is, it works with king and kesef. Mashenkein, by a hedyet, Mashiach is the ikka kinyin. And we're going according to Rish Lakish, if he holds Mashiach is the raisa. By a hedyet, the ikka kinyin is Mashiach. Now, and that's what makes it goes into the shos. Masha Einkein, by Hekdesh is Kesef. So here, by Yisoyimim, we make him like Hekdesh. And until the Kesef, he could still be Chayzer. So here, the Yisoyimim could be Chayzer from the sale. It went up in price, so I want it back. You made a Mashiach already? No, you didn't pay for it yet. It goes with Kesef. That was a special kula they made for the Yisoyimim. And the Gemara is going to be two more examples of that. Chamrei de Ravana Ukva Yasma, the wine of Ravana Ukva Yasma, Mashchua Barba Abba. The Lekech bought it and made a Mashiach at the price of 4 zuz a barrel. Vayaka went on price, become a Mashiach, went up to 6 zuz a barrel. Also, Kamei Rav Nachman, Amalei, Hainu Rav Chalei Ba'idi, the Yisayim Kibi Chayis, Dam Rav Chalei Ba'idi, Yom HaShmuel, Nichse Yisayim Rehenk HaHekdash, Yom HaKdibu Kaspa, Nichse Yisayim was like Hekdash, and they only get Koinet with Kesef. They only Koinet with Kesef. And there's one more Gemara, the same exact idea. Meshoich Peri Miyasme, if Lekech bought the Peris from the Yisayimim, a Yakir went up in price. So he could be chayzer. I'm chalei ba'idi. That's why chalei ba'idi, because he could be chayzer. Zul, but went down. So here, Zul. So now the lekeach wants to be chayzer. He says, "What? Well, you're a yosim, so it works the money." No, lo yikayach chama hekdash. That already. It's all, the only reason. The whole power we gave to the same is a schus. We didn't give him a kula. We gave him a schus. We didn't give him a chayv. So here, if it went down in price, the same say, "No, I'm a regular headed. I'm a headed, and therefore it is." The halacha is that it is kind. You were kind already, and you can't back out. And Metz Shem, we're going to continue now with more examples, but not exactly this example. This example is always a case where the Yosem sold something, and he sold something, and the lekach made mashicha. If it goes up in price, he says, "You know what? I want it back. You got to pay for the bigger price." If it went down in price, I can say, "You know what? Too late. You bought it for that price. You made mashicha already. Then you can't say I want a better price."